Hola.
This is Joel Block for Motorola. The wireless internet is quickly becoming bundled into our personal electronic products, from cell phones and watches to PDAs. Motorola's at the center of this wireless internet revolution, delivering smart wireless products and leading-edge technology that leverages the opportunity of wireless communication. The connectivity of these devices has important implications for consumers. Imagine being able to see inside your home while you're away, getting directions after leaving for your destination, and always being in touch, always connected to the internet. To look at emerging wireless trends and what they mean for users, we're speaking with officers of Portelligent, a technology consulting company that analyzes consumer electronics. Thank you for joining us, gentlemen. Here with us is David Carey, president of Portelligent.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And Howard Curtis, vice president.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Howard, how would you describe the general convergence of the wireless internet and consumer electronics?
Well, I think if you look at what's going on with consumer electronics, where advances in component technology, displays, batteries, as you're well aware at Motorola, semiconductors, are allowing ever more compact, ever more functional and exciting products to be developed. At the same time that that's all happening, you have this revolution in the whole internet arena with the creation of a global information infrastructure. And now we're really getting seriously to the point where you're able to access that global information fabric via some very exciting products from wherever you are.
The evolution of wireless technology really has intertwined the internet with advances in consumer electronics. Can you elaborate on that development?
Sure. The internet, as you know, started out as a computer network that connected desktop computers and larger research machines. It wasn't by conception a tapestry that would connect a whole spectrum of wireless internet access devices, which is rapidly becoming. So I think we're seeing a kind of a paradigm shift to the concept that the internet is ubiquitous. It is available wherever you are, and from a whole variety of devices, whether they're cell phones or handheld terminals, that allow you to communicate, one, and also to access information, coordinate your activities, and so forth. So I think this is a real fundamental shift.
The internet is the conduit to the things consumers want, information, entertainment, things that make their life easier. And the internet just happens to be the, as Howard says, the ubiquitous means by which all that stuff is available.
Motorola is very focused on leveraging its technology to bring exciting new products to market. Do you have a new mobile product in mind as a very compelling example of using the wireless internet?
One of my favorites has always been the idea of the camera phone. When you add wireless connectivity to a camera and the ability to take a picture and send it instantly to anybody, anywhere in the world, very cost effectively, is, I think, an important thing that we'll see.
Gentlemen, it seems like the phone is becoming the central host of wireless products with other functions added to it. Does it look that way to you?
They're all blending. I tend to agree. It is the center of gravity for the moment because in the worldwide population, phones by far and away are the thing that people have grown most comfortable with. And in fact, it has the highest number of users out there. So it's sort of a natural thing. People are somewhat resistant to change and slow to change, so that the challenge is to build new features onto familiar devices and form factors. And anything too radical will meet some resistance in the marketplace, whereas people understand phones, so it's a natural place for a lot of these other functionalities to migrate onto.
Now, aren't these mobile devices going to require a dramatic change in the way information is delivered over the internet? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, and there's lots of phones out there that have that capability, and a lot of popular commercials and media discussion about the wireless internet. When you try and actually use it, you find that, in fact, that little one-inch screen on your cell phone is a fairly disappointing way to access that information, which means one of two things. Either the people providing that information have to strip it way down to make it visually fit, or alternatively, the interface has to change, again, to deliver the standard desktop experience in the pocketable form factor. So it's that challenge of the user interface. How do I make it feel big when I use it, but be small when I carry it?
As Dave mentioned, you need to present information over the web, in this case, in a very different way than you would to a desktop computer. So you need information presentation, largely textual, that's very compact, that shows, you know, menus with very brief sort of cogent choices, and that packs as much information into a, say, a one-inch diagonal screen as possible.
David, Howard, what final observations would you offer users of new wireless devices?
More and more what we're seeing is that the wireless capability is built into a whole spectrum of products that may not have wireless communications as their primary focus, but it becomes a very important part of the whole and creates a kind of a fabric that links the internet with consumer electronic products.
The other thing we've observed too is that it really enables people to do, let's say, a set of usual and comfortable things, but in unusual places. And so the idea of, you know, sending an email while on the go, you know, just you have your two-way pagers, you begin to find that you can use previously unavailable time in sort of newly productive ways.
Well, this has been a really interesting discussion. Thank you both very much. You know, the wireless internet and communications technology are going to create profound changes in our lives. Thank you for joining us, gentlemen. This is Joel Block for Motorola.
This audio webcast is copyright 2001, Motorola, at Motorola.com. All rights reserved.